This feels like I'm walking out to the Super Bowl. You can kind of hear the murmur of the fans, but they're all digital, so you can't really hear them. But you can imagine them just like, ah.
Well, we do have like a crowd sound in there.
And I'm like, I'm getting closer. I'm inching out of the tunnel. Ah, is that going to be Zach Justice?
Why is it just you?
Is he going to say the thing? And I emerge from the tunnel, roaring applause. Oh, let's hit the button.
Hit the yellow button.
What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 186 of Dropouts. Yeah. Panties are being thrown. Yeah, sniff them. Yeah, taste mine. Those are women saying it. I just don't have a woman's voice. Uh-huh. So, you know, those aren't men wearing panties, and then I'd be sniffing theirs.
Tara, do you want to be the woman in this scenario?
No.
Zach, oh, okay.
Zach, flake my discharge on your pasta. Yeah. Yeah. There are 10 of them. It's my little Italian sauce just for you. Come on. Tada!
I hate whatever goes on in your mind.
You know that? Yeah, and I have to live with it. I want that to go on in there?
Bless his heart.
Bless his little heart. Tara had a big week. She straightened her hair.
Okay.
Pin straight is in right now.
No, it's not pin straight. I got a trim. I cut an inch off. I dyed it black.
That's really cool. Do you mind if I hit intro music? Not because that is not fun to listen to, but because...
Doo-doo. I think it looks great, Tara.
Thank you, Jared.
You just want to stick something in a warm place. Don't act like
Jesus
you want anything.
Christ, dude. Have some fucking decency when you talk.
Have some decency?
Your mother did not raise you with that mouth.
You just alienated an entire religion calling me Jesus Christ when in reality, I'm a perfectly flawed human being.
I didn't die
upon a cross for our sins. And you know my mother loves Lord of the Lord. She listens to this and then...
She would be pretty mad.
Because she had sex to have me.
But in marriage.
The math doesn't work.
But in marriage.
No, it was out of wedlock. I was technically at my mom's wedding because in the belly.
Your mom had a shotgun wedding?
I'll punch you right in the mouth.
Wait, are you serious? Hold on. I never knew this. Hold on. Are you serious?
Can I talk to Tara about something really quick?
I want to talk about the shotgun wedding.
I want to talk about the wedding too.
I've been meaning to tell you something.
What?
All week. And I waited until this moment.
What is it?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Say yes, Zach. I'm ready.
Yes, Zach. No, I'm not.
That sounds wrong.
That sounds like something he's been wanting to hear from me.
Yeah.
What?
Patreon! How do you guys always forget it every week? I always loop you in with the Patreon, blah, blah, blah. This week's Patreon, Jared and Tara and I and Alyssa, we're all going to talk about a potential intimate moment that we all had together that I'm allowed to see online. Also, we're doing another drunk episode this month. We already did one with Tara, and you guys are like, Zach, but we're also going to do a 7-day free trial. So if you just want to test it out and go watch us, the after school special, you get 20 to 30 minutes of extra footage after this. We have a drunk episode every month. Hell, put a clip in there.
I'm Jewish. I'm also part Jewish.
Shut up.
Smallest to biggest erect.
What was the biggest?
Eight inches. I've taken like 14.
you think that's 8 inches?
You're going to be pretty disappointed if I ever get pants at a local pool.
That's 8 inches?
That's 8 inches. Imagine taking that. You're feeling that shit in your guts.
This is our favorite friend that's been hogtied and kidnapped.
Oh, we're getting right into it? Jesus Christ. Hey, Zach, how about a little lube first before you just fucking ram that down our throat?
What's up, man?
When are you going to start your OnlyFans?
You look like a psychopath. You're crying wearing medieval times. You have one shoe off. And you're drinking.
Do you remember when we drove through the clouds and we were inside?
Yeah, you told me that you fucking hated me.
Any last words, Danielle? And then we're also going to do a giveaway for New Year's, Xbox, Nintendo Switch.
Anything, or not anything you guys want, but comment what you guys want so that we know what to give you guys.
Anyway, join the Patreon community. A ton of you guys are on there. A ton of you guys are loving it. If you're not in there, again, I will take a small knife and I will sever things on you.
A real dull small knife.
No, it'll be sharp. I don't want to spend my time too much on this imbecile that wouldn't be part of the... And then, you know what I mean? What's going on?
Let's talk about your mom's wedding and how you were born. Hold on. I want to get into this because this is a story I've never heard in 5 years of knowing you.
You know I'm Italian, not because of my heritage, because of where I was conceived.
Is that, I again?
I said that's not how that works last time.
Yeah, that's 100% not how that works. Because my dad, I mean, you guys know how it works, right?
How conception works?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes, we're well aware of that.
So my mom did that, and then in Italy, so I'm a little bit of Italian. I'm more Italian than you guys, and Alyssa even. She's never even been to Italy, and my seed was dropped. That was my spawn point.
Okay, now I hate to say it, but I think you might have a point there.
Okay, no.
No. But he's been to Italy.
Thank you.
Technically.
And I bow.
My family is from Italy.
But are you?
No. Doesn't mean you're not Italian.
Oh, was your egg not fertilized there? Just like my mommy's? Exactly. That's where I'm from.
Bro, Zach exhausts me.
Because of that right there. What? Whatever that laugh was.
I'm trying to empower women. That's my 2024 resolution.
It seemed a little patronizing.
It's because I'm working on it. You think I can just get my resolution in 2 weeks? Dog, people start working out. They want a perfect body by the end. Don't act like I can get my perfect body right off the bat. So I'm fake laughing. So by the end of the year, maybe I can really appreciate women. Not all. You know what I mean?
That sounds so bad.
And by women, I mean you. How's it? How is it hanging?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had a hard day.
Okay, let's talk about it.
I'm just tired, and I don't know why. I think we were out really late last night. Not really late, but I didn't sleep till 4 in the morning.
Who are you with?
You guys.
We got home well before 4 a.m. and was in bed by that time, too. So
were
you
riding
doing?
A bicycle that was not a human?
Not no.
A bicycle?
No.
We're just asking for the audience.
And if I was, you think I was going to say it?
Yeah.
No.
So what were you doing until 4 a.m.?
Yeah, because I got great sleep. And
I was on my phone. Like, there's only so much I can take today, I think.
Well,
it's one of those days.
It's because Zach just woke up from a nap.
Watch yourself. I was meditating.
You were napping because I texted you I was here 30 minutes before, like, you woke
Maybe
up.
Maybe I was nervous to talk to you. Did you ever think about that?
Zach, it's like, I opened your door and you were in bed
snoring.
Asleep.
I was not snoring. I had my eye mask on and I was in Slumber City population me, okay? And I had a hard day too. My sports team, the Kentucky Wildcats, lost in overtime. And you think I can just go on with my day after that? Like I'm just some normal human being?
Most people do.
It is very traumatizing for Zach.
Yeah, because those are my brothers.
So what time did you wake up if you went to bed at 4?
9.
Oh.
Yeah, I
Why'd you wake up
slept.
So early?
I don't know. I had anxiety.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Never experienced
I woke up
it.
With like severe anxiety and I had a diarrhea.
Oh my dude.
I'm not gonna lie to you. And I've had diarrhea for the past 4 days.
Stop.
Can I say why?
I would love period. To know why.
No. No.
I bring up a normal bodily function. You have an abnormal out the shoot hole and you can bring it up anytime you want, Miss Poopy.
Okay, so you guys know what Theraflu is?
Speaking of shotgun wedding, the shotgun blast that came out of both ends on you.
Relax. Do you know what Theraflu is?
I've heard of it.
It's like that tea. It has like antihistamines in it and stuff like that. I need it for like my sinuses right now.
I know we're cool with the histamines. They're back out?
So dumb.
Bro, you're so stupid. And I don't know what it is, but every time I drink it in the morning, it like knocks me out. I like it. It like calms me down and like soothes my sinuses. But then in the morning, I have like this crazy diarrhea. And I don't know if it's a side effect, but like I kept drinking it.
So you are knowingly and willingly ingesting something that is.
Yeah. Because it like makes me go to bed. And honestly, it didn't even work last night. I didn't sleep till 4 in the morning. I fought it. I was like high off of Theraflu. I was like like fighting the Theraflu tea, bro.
We need to have an intervention. Are you
I just get addicted to Theraflu tea.
That checks out. That sounds like something you would do.
You think so?
Start shooting it up. She's like, oh, have you seen the needle marks? Is it heroin?
She's just kind of like a spoon with fucking tea leaves in it.
You're the reason that certain drugs have to be bought by prescription when everyone could just use them and be okay with it.
Why me? I don't have a drug problem.
Wow. You're willing to release everything out of your bowels just to get my extra 20 minutes of slumber?
No, it's for some sinus relief.
I thought if you like scared somebody, it went away.
That's sneezing.
Try it.
I mean hiccups.
That's sneezing.
That's hiccups. Dude, I can't today. I've gotten like no sleep in the last 24 hours.
You explained exactly your sleep routine.
4 to 9, that's 5 hours.
That's decent for a Marine.
You're right, that is kind of decent. But I feel like I had a long day yesterday and we were out. I was exuding a lot of energy.
Because you had such anxiety of certain people in the room at the bar. And we don't want to name names, do we?
No. We don't.
And we don't. But we might on the Patreon.
No, we...
And that's something fun. Hey.
God, you love teetering this line, man.
And we might on the Patreon.
You were literally... I'm going to stop coming on the podcast.
That's okay.
I'm going to stop telling you private things.
Yeah, that...
Because all he does is fucking air out my business.
Can we say freaking? Because my mom might listen to this.
You know your mom's not listening to this.
And that's my... Yeah, you're right. I don't know why she gets embarrassed of my mouth and the way my mind works, yet nature versus nurture says that she had a role to play in all this, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, like, your mom is very generally clean in the way that she speaks and her sense of humor. So I feel like her nurturing did a part, but whatever nature you were surrounded by corrupted
God
you.
God bless.
Thank you.
What is that?
I don't know. I don't know why Zach is the way he is. But I feel like people say that about me sometimes, and then I get really upset. So I'm sorry.
You walked in today, and you said, guess what? Guess what I'm drinking today? And I said, what? And you're like, I've been hanging out with some middle schoolers. Look how cool this is.
I caught this from your fridge, dude.
Yeah, they sent it to us. It's prime for our audio listeners. Speaking of priming, Alyssa, tell them what you did last night.
I didn't do anything.
Exactly. Every time we go to the bar, we tell you, you have...
Oh, wait. Can I say what happened?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What happened?
Something happened?
No. I don't know what this is.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay.
What? Yeah, that's fine.
Me and Alyssa are walking around this bar. And this guy, he was cute, in my opinion. He had really cool style, cool guy. He comes up from behind Alyssa, like sneaks up on her and goes, girl, I love your silhouette.
Oh, that's hot. Like, that's a unique compliment. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
And he was like, oh, are you with anyone? Are you here with anyone? And Alyssa didn't want to deal with it. So she's like, yeah. And he's like, I respect that. And walked away. And I said, that's a really nice way of saying he likes your ass. Like, I like your silhouette.
In more blunt words, yes.
Like, what a compliment, dude. He was cool. I liked his style. And you were like not feeling it.
Why would
he went straight up in my ear. And he did. And I looked at
it. It's a loud bar. You know how nerve-wracking it is probably to go up to someone and he's like...
He didn't seem nervous.
Yeah, but you know, he's probably still like, all right, let's just do this.
I like your silhouette.
No, but
that's
it beautiful. Like also...
That's hot.
Like,
you experienced a poem in real life.
He came from the back. So
yeah, he took her by surprise.
Good.
I was like, hello?
I've watched a lot of videos where it starts like that. And they always end up both pretty happy. Okay?
Also, I didn't see anybody that I was remotely...
There was really beautiful girls there last night. I don't know about the hot commodities when it came
to
men.
Be a lesbian.
I am not.
Just start.
I'm so sorry to disappoint.
Jared thinks it's a choice and it's not. Okay.
I don't think it's a choice. I'm the last person that would think it's a choice.
Jared, okay.
Based on...
So, you know how you do the thing to fall asleep? You take your Theraflu?
Yeah.
Jared is against drugs and things like that. So, he's a notebook next to his bed and he didn't know this. I had to go grab something out of his room.
Did you go through his notebook?
I didn't mean to. It was just open on the floor and he just kept on writing lesbianism. Is a choice. Lesbianism is a choice.
Lesbianism is a choice. Yep.
And he
like
wrote,
Bart Simpson.
Oh my gosh.
Eat my shorts.
It was Bible in length. Like, I couldn't believe. And
what would your moms think about that?
Listen, they'd probably agree. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. Yeah. Come on, man.
It's like when Jared jokes, it's like. It's
what like, the fuck? Why is there this
not
double
against the gays, Jared?
I'm just kidding.
They've had too much. Back over to you. Your standards seem to be.
They're not. High.
They are astronomically high.
No.
They are Burj Khalifa high.
Somebody that I want to like treat me well is not high.
No. That guy could have treated you well.
You didn't give him a chance.
Yeah, you didn't even give him.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But you didn't give him a chance. I think we're allowed to speak.
He was kind of cute.
This is our safe zone.
He wasn't like super high. He was cute though.
Yeah, but you think my standards are high. They're not high.
They seem to be. But every single guy we've ever presented to you, like, what about this gentleman? He has washboard abs, a beautiful smile, and
is he like Zac Efron?
It's not like that. Something. They're not attractive. They're not either my type or I don't find them personally attractive.
When's the last time you saw someone attractive in the wild?
A lot, but like I also rely on people's personalities too.
But you never give them a chance to get the personality.
You don't know that.
We do know that
because you don't talk to them.
We have a perfectly nice gentleman who has a wonderful personality, and you also said is the hottest person that we have as a friend. And you said,
"Ooh,
we can obviously, brother."
Sorry.
That Theraflu's coming out.
Don't go. Sorry, like you just said something really hot. You let your insides come out
this morning too.
Okay. Over to you.
So
what's wrong?
You.
No, what's wrong with that person?
Nothing's wrong with him.
Exactly. But yet I was like, oh, what if he was at this thing? And he flirted with you? Would you flirt back? You're like, I would never want that.
No, that's never happened.
Yes, it has. I have given you. I was like, if he was here and he flirted, you'd be like, no, I wouldn't want that.
Well, I like people as a friend. I don't see. I like.
Okay, so what's the end goal here?
I don't know. Okay, I'm having fun.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
That's what I've never seen you have a day in your life. So I'm trying to get you to have fun. Is the thing. And you don't have to bend it over for every guy you see on the street, but sometimes you let somebody in, see the flower, and see if you still want to. You
I
know?
Also don't think I'm his, like.
That's
type. That, but that
is that's that in more your own is that head. More what it is that you're a little nervous of rejection?
Been there.
Rejection's rough. Yeah.
Oh God, I cannot do rejection. I can't do it. I will think about it for months.
Yeah, it's the absolute worst. And I completely understand that, right? That's probably why I don't go up and talk to a lot of women that I find
Jared
attractive.
Jared was doing fine last night.
Who was I talking to?
You were chatting up everyone around you.
Well, that's because I was hammered.
Yeah. Wait, what did he do that was so funny?
I did something funny?
Oh, man, I would have written it down.
Yeah, seriously, what the fuck?
I would have etched it in stone.
Was he playing pool on his phone when there was a pool?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, not that.
Oh.
We did go to the TED premiere the other night, and Jared put himself out there with a woman, and now they're going on a date on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And that's kind of beautiful.
And she's beautiful.
She is, and I'm very excited for the date.
Clearly excited, aww, because when we dropped her
wait,
off.
I'm so excited for you.
He looked me in the eyes, and he's
okay.
You've done this 7 times. Okay, this is Jared after meeting a cute girl and just talking for 7, 8, 9 minutes.
It was like an hour we were talking.
But I'm saying that's all the time you need. So we'll be in the car. We had to drop the girl off because her friend went home with someone else and she lived right next to us. We dropped her off, gave Jared and her more time to get together. I had to sit in the back seat of his Camaro. I was really cramped, but I was doing it for my boy.
That was a real like friend. Bro moment, yeah, right there.
And then she gets out of the car and I sit next to him. And he's like, Zach? I'm like, yeah, buddy. Because I knew it's coming. He goes,
yeah, you know. This is the 7th time, so you know.
He goes, I think that's the one. And I said, okay.
Because I, like...
Jared's such a hopeless romantic.
Yes, exactly. I'm a hopeless romantic, and I just get excited, you know? And also, it was like, you know, we had a few drinks there, and so, like, my talking wall that I kind of, like, put up in social settings was gone, you know? And just everything was flowing out of my mouth.
Nice.
And
exact opposite of her. Okay. What do you think sealed the deal in the conversation of you guys two spitting and spatting? That she was like, this guy is a person of interest.
I think we just had really good banter, you know, like okay. It was good. It was that perfect kind of like joking, flirting, you
oh
know,
my gosh.
But at the same time, hot. Like we were doing bits, but still getting to know each other, like that sort of thing. It was wow. Just like the conversation flowed.
So sweet.
Really well.
Jared's just so sweet.
Don't get jealous, man.
I'm not. I'm so happy for him.
We've been playing something out. Since you might have sex with her on Wednesday.
Okay.
These two ladies, Alyssa really politicized this. No. Advocated. No. Campaigned for this.
Okay.
They both want to have sex with you separately to teach you some of their best moves that you could then turn around and do on a woman. What do
gotcha.
You think?
I don't think I campaigned.
Of course you didn't because you hate fun. But,
this just, is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think?
Just no going along with bits.
Oh, no, 0%.
Because people already think I'm obsessed with Jared.
And what's wrong with that? You think he's such a bridge troll?
He's, no.
My dad's calling me.
Whoa.
Yeah, this doesn't happen often.
Do you want to answer?
Answer.
It?
I'm nervous. It already went to voicemail.
Maybe it's a butt.
How do you butt dial with a smartphone? My granny does it all the time, and I'll just hear her in a Belk's.
Just shopping. Your granny does butt dial me, too.
Yeah, it's kind of nice because I'm like, I know she doesn't want to call me, but at least it looks like she did.
Kind of impressive. To.
I can't believe your dad just called you.
Yeah, I'll have to call him back after this. I haven't heard from him in probably a few months.
I just got heavy. So sex?
So sex, yeah.
Never had it. What's it like?
Can I say something?
No.
Go for it.
There's so many beautiful women in Zach's DMs, and it shocks me.
Can I ask why it shocks you?
I think you're cute. You're a good-looking guy. You're funny. You're charming. Whatever.
And?
But the amount of literally smoke show women in your DMs is insane. You get like the most beautiful girls in your DMs all the time. Good for you, dude. But like, I'm like, what?
Of course.
Not that it's a shock to me. I think it's more so like, no, I just
feels
didn't
like you're
know.
In an electric chair right now.
You know what I mean, though? These girls are like dimes. Well, and there's not just like one or two. Hundreds.
The thing is, I understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, it is not a shock to me, okay? Because I'm very aware of like how he's portrayed to the world.
This is one of the most recent DMs I got. No guillotine could take away the head I would give you.
That's what I'm saying. I saw that and I was like, dude.
Very sweet of them.
It's just like these crazy DMs sweet. From these like smoke show women. Like these gorgeous, gorgeous girls. And I'm like,
God, what's that like, DMs? Dude?
From the smoke show women?
Anyone. Yeah. I don't get DMs like that.
I sent you a few.
Yeah, you don't count.
Yeah, but I take a picture and then I draw it out like freehand. So you'd think that gives you some brownie points because a normal genital picture is not wonderful. But no, if I add a
little drawing
floral scene behind the flaccid.
Anyways,
peen,
Zach's DMs are flooding with these beautiful girls. And I'm just like, I feel mean. Noah, like, I don't understand, but like.
No, it's coming clear that you don't understand.
No, it's just like so many.
Yeah.
She's good
so
for you.
Baffled by
She's
this.
Like, I don't know why the hell anyone on God's green earth.
No, like I get it, but also like so many girls and they're so pretty.
I am thankful.
Like every single one of them is like 10 out of 10. And you'll send me these girls. And I'll be like, oh my God, these girls are gorgeous, Zach.
And I always respond, thank you.
That's how you always respond?
Well, sometimes I'll say, let me ask my mom, get back to you.
Is that your like polite way of rejecting them?
No, not necessarily.
It sounds like it.
The thing is, I feel really bad if anyone texts me and I don't get back to them. Like DMs, if I probably just won't open them if I don't want to engage for the rest of my life. Because if you message me, I'm probably going to message you back. I just feel bad.
Yeah.
Unless it's certain people like...
Like me?
I don't know.
Hurtful, but understandable. What are you signing over here?
Any of you guys?
I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
Wake up. It's the first in a month. No, it's not. It's the middle.
I have no tolerance for you today. But those girls, they're just so pretty. Like, I'm sorry.
You,
I think about it all the time.
Some time
sorry.
About
I think about
this.
It a lot.
It's okay.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I don't know.
You're turning a little green today.
What?
Alyssa.
Jealousy.
Oh, I'm not jealous.
I was going to say envy.
I'm jealous that girls are in your DMs. Because I wish girls were in my DMs.
Happy birthday coming out.
I'm just saying like, happy birthday.
happy gay day. I just want to make you comfortable in the wild when it comes to men. And I don't think I'm doing a good job of that.
I don't know about that.
Why would I not want to?
Why are we back on this?
Because you always deflect and defer. And now it's, oh, Zach gets all the hotties. Zach gets any piece of booty he could possibly want. And that's not fun for our audio listeners to hear. We want to hear a hero's tale, you know, someone from the bottom,
a knight's journey,
someone from the bottom getting the top of Mount Olympus. So how
someone from,
can you just maybe from here on out, maybe 2024, just be more open to saying yes.
Cause here's the thing. We understand being picky, right? Zach, like Tara was saying, he has some of the hottest women I've ever seen in his DMs and he is the pickiest person.
Are you?
Yes. He is. He will show me a girl and he's like, what do you think about her? I'm like, that is a 10 if
that
I've
is
ever seen
Nancy
one.
Pelosi. I'm like, yeah, she's in here.
And he'll be like, he's like, I don't know, not my type, right? It's so baffling. But every once in a while, he will still like find somebody who is his type and he'll give him a shot. So I think you should do the same thing.
Right in the butt. Steroids.
Down strong.
What? Why'd you shake your head no?
I like, was laughing like, oh my
god. Oh, my goodness. These guys, these two just can't stop.
I was saying more. Exactly. I thought you were shaking your head no. Like we said all that sorry to prepare you to say yes to things and you just go, mm-mm.
That's a no for me.
You know what we all got to do? We all got to eat. And we love three things when it comes to food. We love when it's delicious. We love when it's affordable. And we love when it's easy to make. And every plate has all three of those covered. That's why they're America's best value meal kit.
Take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store. Every plate has meals ready in 6 simple steps, including easy cleanup options, and they're ready in 30 minutes or less.
They plan all the meals for you and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time on your New Year's goals.
Speaking of New Year's goals, Every plate makes mealtimes easier without compromising the quality.
And by only including the highest quality ingredients, you know your meals from Every Plate are going to be fresh, healthy, and flavorful.
And those meals include 25 tasty and affordable recipes that change every week.
So it's easy to find something flavorful and satisfying for every meal of the day.
The other day, Jared was cooking something in the kitchen and it looked and smelt amazing. Jared, tell them what you were making.
Oh, are you talking about the saucy chicken and pepper stir fry that I was making?
I sure am.
Oh my God, it was phenomenal. And the best part, not only was it delicious, it's a meal that I never would have made by myself, okay? I would have just stuck to bland, normal air fried chicken, but this,
All right, you might be listening to this thinking, I've heard this all before and I just can't afford meal kits.
And that's where you're wrong. Every Plate knows how expensive food can be, and that's why they purposefully set themselves apart by offering a lower price than their competitors without sacrificing the quality, because they want to take care of you guys.
And speaking of those low prices, get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49DROPOUTS. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steaks.
Again, get started with Every Plate for just $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering code 49DROPOUTS. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem the $1 steak.
And you don't want to know what's crazy?
What?
That it's up to $110 value.
That's pretty insane. Thank you, Every Plate. Do you want to have better sex, but a little something called erectile dysfunction's getting in the way? Well, you're not alone, okay? Millions of men suffer from ED, and in fact, 52% of men over 40 experience some effects of erectile dysfunction. That's a lot of men. But with Hims, there's a simpler, affordable way to treat ED so you can get your groove back in the bedroom at a cost that you desire.
And ladies, you know that when they suffer, we suffer. But with Hims, the process is simple. It's 100% online and there's no uncomfortable doctor visits.
And fellas, to get started, all you have to do is answer a few questions on their site and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option for you. If you're prescribed, your medication will be shipped right to your door for free in discreet packaging so the neighbors won't know what's going on.
And the best part is no insurance is needed. You pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging.
And again, you're not alone in this. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers for their ED medication. So if you're feeling down in the bedroom, it's time to change that.
Get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dropouts.
That's hims.com/dropouts for your personalized ED treatment. hims.com/dropouts. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website and details for important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on the product and subscription plan. Thank you, Hims.
I said I would be more open.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, are those new shoes?
No. I bought them specifically for a date once, and then the girl didn't work out. So now I have them for life.
Suck it. Joke's on you.
I keep stepping on and walking away.
I'm dreaming right now. I need someone to shake me awake.
You are the size of a baby, so I think it's illegal. Okay, we're going to start this.
Like you were strangling me.
Yeah, you'd probably be into it, you freak.
I'm not.
Okay, listen, we need you to help her. So you have to be open. Stop getting all the, dart your eyes this way. You have to be more open.
And I have to be more closed.
Oh, thank goodness. It starts smelling better in here. But you've got to help her, okay? She's got the tools.
I tried last night. I said,
exactly.
Let's go on a-
but last night she didn't have the yes in her. Now she's got the yes in her.
No, last
because what does the back of your phone case say?
It doesn't say anything.
Oh, fuck. It doesn't say anything. You switched it out. What did it used to say?
I don't remember.
It was something like life it's begins just, at the yeah. end of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
She's ovulating. Somebody help. Jared, catch the eggs. Put them in the fridge. We can eat them for breakfast. Oh, self-abuse. That's how you make yourself happy.
Oh, man.
Let's play red flags.
Yeah, let's do it.
While she's passing out the cards, do you want to play red flags?
Yeah, we played it for last time.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought this was going to be a new experience for you.
No, we played it together.
For the people that don't know how to play and our audio listeners, essentially, we all have three cards. One card is a red card, which is a bad attribute about our date. And the white cards are two good attributes about our date. And say we're trying to find a date for Jared. I would say white attributes and the red one.
You can walk in. It's fine.
And then Tara would say hers. And then Alyssa would say hers. And then Jared would pick which date he'd want to go on out of all three. Got it?
Got it.
I don't know if I explained that well at all.
I didn't listen.
Of course you didn't.
Who's starting?
This will be for Alyssa.
All right. So this guy, Alyssa, he's a fucking dream. You'll never have to work while you date them because he got money. Okay. And he has all the same hobbies as you.
Doing nothing.
He loves to do nails. And
you're so busy doing nothing, you didn't hear me say doing nothing.
But
he thinks your body's a silhouette.
He has 3 foot long fingernails.
Oh.
Whoa, why'd you say that like that was your kink?
No.
Oh, I scratched my back from
a
distance.
That's almost as tall as
social distance, my back scratch.
I could scratch you from
that here. That is concerningly close to your height.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now you say yours. Cool.
Probably a world record.
It's you.
What?
Okay, I'm going to break you.
Wait, I thought it was Alyssa's turn.
No.
So we're trying to find the perfect date for her. So then you have to present your man, which is in your hand.
Oh.
Yes. White cards first.
This guy's a really good listener.
Okay.
Like, best listener in the world.
Love.
He's also a professional chef.
Ooh.
So he could cook for you anytime you want.
Don't eat much. But
I was going to say, she consumes a breath of calories a day.
But he has 2 other spouses.
Mm.
So.
But okay. He could have more.
Sister wives.
Yeah.
Vibes.
It could be, yeah.
Oh my, this guy, okay. First of all, it doesn't say it on the cards, but I can tell he's a smoke show. the perfect amount of physical affection.
Ooh. And that's, love that.
Oh yeah. We know that's a tightrope we like to balance on, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Does that get you going a little bit?
Mm-hmm. No words.
I love when you sing. You literally just got Botox, so you're very worried about this. You literally will not age while you date them.
Love.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Okay, so is that who you want?
What's the red flag?
What's the red card?
Remember, hot.
Okay.
Really hot.
Okay.
Okay, no matter what this says, this guy is...
Okay? Who said that? That's not one of your...
Is 6 years old.
We got a
bro. Remember,
baby Brad Pitt over here.
Washboard abs and a fake ID.
I don't know.
That's fucked.
No, let's see if Alyssa will.
What was your red flag?
2 other spouses.
3 foot fingernails.
You're out.
What?
Totally out.
Why?
6 years old.
For now.
They'll grow into it.
Oh, gross.
I think mine's the best.
I hate yours more.
Yeah. That's fun.
You hate the 3 foot fingernails? That makes him unique.
Jared's too sweet.
I met a girl on a bus one time named Unique. She was annoying. That's not even a joke.
That's just real.
I was going to Vegas and this girl, she had tattoos everywhere. She looked like the cheapest hooker you could possibly buy. And that is a compliment. And she had 3 triplets that were the most, they were screaming and throwing milk at like.
Say that one more time.
Screaming and throwing milk?
Say milk.
Yeah, I caught it too.
Finally.
Say it.
Alyssa had some opinions on that.
Milk.
No.
I
say it.
Milk.
Milk. It's milk with an I.
Do you think you're a big, strong girl that you derailed a beautiful story? Big, strong girl, huh?
This is amazing because you always make fun of how I say certain things. Like I got you, like Alyssa. Milk. And now.
I got you.
You're right.
I put him in his place. You know that.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm...
Guys, I'm feeling put in my place right now.
You guys got me. Woo. God, I can't believe I got through that. Anyway, so they're throwing milk at everybody. And we're essentially screaming at her to parent her kids. And she's like, if you want to parent them, then you can pay for all their stuff. And blah, blah, blah. She was getting really mad. I think she might have been on narcotics.
Don't narcotics put you to bed?
Depends on which one.
I just hope she's doing well, honestly. And I apologize to her.
I can't look at Zach the same. I can't look at Zach the same ever since I know you self-tan.
It's bro glow.
He'll be on the phone with me and he'll just hang up and be like, gotta go bro glow.
That's crazy.
Why is it
that
crazy?
That you announce it.
Yeah, he announces when he bro glows.
I think being comfortable in your own skin and feeling good about yourself is okay.
No. I think the self-tanning is fine.
He does it
fact,
too.
I have not done it in like months.
So now you're shaming.
No, which I do need to.
Thank you.
Jared needs to bro glow.
But
why do you have, who you've been kissing that's, oh my gosh.
What?
What's her name? Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz? What? You've been sucking on her toes?
What are you talking about?
You have red glitter on your lips.
Do I?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I don't know why.
Oh my God, you totally do.
There's no place like home, Jared. Get it off. Don't smack them together too fast. You'll go somewhere.
Do I?
That was really...
Jared, wipe it.
Okay, God.
Who have you been kissing?
No one.
Who has red glitter? Maybe it was Unique.
Skylar comes downstairs and he just got like a mouth of red glitter. And we're just like, what's up? He's like, nothing, dude. We were speaking about something, my bro glowing tactics.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Makes me feel like a confident woman.
Good.
No, I respect the glow, but
I didn't say it was bad. I just said I can't look at you the same.
That you don't
exactly. You look at me more tan and I'm beautiful. I hope your nipple falls off.
Which one?
The messed up one.
Don't say that.
Wouldn't you want the nice one to fall off so that it's only the messed up one left?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I believe in helping people, unlike you. Jared, now we're going to find...
I don't have messed up nipples.
Anymore, because you had the surgery. Okay.
I never got surgery.
I was there holding your hand during. It's okay. She was like a cat. There's like 8 of them. What the hell?
What just happened?
They all fell.
They humpty dumptied on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Jared, this is the perfect woman for you. Tara, who do you have?
For me?
Yeah. So she lives off the grid. So you don't have to worry about like, you know.
Okay, I kind of fucking hate that.
Well, she has the same favorite foods as you. Only downside.
The worst taste.
Shut up.
Only downside, she is Nickelback.
Oh, that's a fucking upside. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I am the biggest Nickelback fan.
She is Nickelback.
I would love that. Are you kidding me? I'm just hanging out with Chad Kroeger. That's fucking sick. What? Okay. Almost every bar I go into that has a touch tunes, I load up just like
Nickelback.
I almost got kicked out of a bar in Chicago once for that.
Because you played so much Nickelback?
Yeah. It was really funny because so like one song came on and everybody was just like, whatever. Second song came on and I heard a groan. And then the third song came on and the bartender was like, who the fuck is doing this? And then the fourth song came on and I was pissing myself laughing and they made me clear the queue.
Did they give you your money back?
No.
That's the best Jared story I've ever heard.
He was talking to a girl once. They talked for maybe 15 minutes and she said that she liked Nickelback. He was in love with her for probably 2 years.
Jared, I love Nickelback. Jared, I love Nickelback.
Tara, I have something for you, and it's a ring.
I do. Oh, yes. Sorry. Half asleep.
I win?
Well, I got to hear the other people first, but that's a strong contender.
People.
She is Nickelback.
Okay, this wonderful woman, oh my gosh, volunteers with elderly people, so a big heart.
That's
so cute.
So sweet.
Old people are going to die anyways.
Jesus Christ.
She's Nickelback, dude.
Gives the best hugs.
I do love a hug. Physical touch is one of my love languages.
Do you want to be with your person forever?
I would sure hope so.
All righty. What if you don't? They are on death row, not the records. Oh. They're a death row inmate. So I assume they did something horrific. Maybe a bombing of some sort.
Really puts a damper on that person.
But things you can go so wild with them physically that you can explore even pegging and no one will know you did it because they'll be dead.
I don't think that we're allowed to have physical contact with anybody, with an inmate on death row.
What if that's their last meal? Yo booty.
Yo booty.
Okay, Alyssa.
Alyssa, please save this.
What? Mine was so good.
No, yours was good. Nickelback. Yours was good, but his was a bit of a damper.
Do you like to travel?
I love traveling, yeah.
Travel a lot.
Okay, perfect. Person.
Okay, is a vampire the sexy kind? You love...
Not bad.
The bad girl type?
And then she could make me a vampire because one of my fears is death, and then we could live forever.
Okay.
This, watch out, fucking Chad, okay? Alyssa, don't ruin this.
She says the N-word. We're like, listen, no, you can't say it.
There is one thing that their nickname in college
Oh no.
Was know if I could. We could. Can we cut that?
No, it's who they are.
It's literally, that's the card.
Okay, well, depending on his choice, I think we're going to be okay.
You know what? I'm going to go with Chad. I'm going to go with...
I win.
I'm going to go with Nickelback over there.
Holy fuck.
I didn't like...
We're lobbying for a mistrial. Okay?
You just said she bombed a place.
No, I said that. I mean, we're throwing... Nobody knows. Tara, you ready?
What do you mean?
We're still playing the game.
I know, but is it my turn or is it your turn?
We're finding the perfect person for you.
Okay.
Did you leave it at home today?
What?
The brain? Okay, so this guy.
I'm sorry, I'm slow today, guys.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You get a cool bus out of it. and it can parallel park way better than the big ones. What? There it is. And that's the reason you sit in front seat in the bus. Okay, so this guy.
You're stupid.
Thank you. This guy. You know how much you love fashion.
I love fashion.
Famous fashion designer.
Oh my God.
Oh, pretty cool.
And has the most attractive body you've ever seen.
Okay.
This caveat, not too terrible, winks at you after everything you say.
That's literally you. You wink at me? No, not the...
How did you like create a person that's just like you?
Okay, go ahead.
You just wink at me too much and it makes me a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You just did it again.
Yeah.
Stop winking at me and stop saying yeah.
Yeah.
Ew.
That's what the guy does. I'm just letting you know what happens. See?
Okay, Alyssa.
Okay, this guy owns a 500-foot yacht.
Love that. I love yachts.
Okay.
Of course you do.
But you know what yachts don't have? The perfect body. Anyway, go on.
A lawyer.
Perfect body of water. He's a lawyer, with a yacht.
So
he's,
you know,
boring.
But can get you out of any trouble.
I'm trouble. What? What's the red flag? Just say it.
She's like, another.
Just say it.
College nickname.
Oh my.
No way.
Another college nickname?
Their college nickname is Puppy Fucker. Why do I keep getting these? Yeah,
how do you think he
the
got
the cards
that
choose you, Alyssa?
God. I
mean,
Jared, save the day.
Okay, we save the day. My guy happens to wink and is the best body you've ever had.
Well, this guy, he also loves dogs.
Not as much, obviously.
Not as much.
As Alyssa's guy.
That's but he loves sugar, and let's say sugar loves him. Okay. He also owns 100 horses. Okay.
That's a green flag?
Famous fashion designer. Perfect body. Happens to wink. Keep going.
And then the red flag is that he refuses to look up from his phone.
Oh, I hate to say it. I really do, but Zach won.
Why do you hate to say it? Why can't you ever see me win and be clappatory?
I am clappatory. I'm clappatory when...
Clappatory.
When a bunch of pretty women are in your DMs. I'm happy for you.
Feels like it.
All right, Zach's turn.
Aw, I get a beautiful woman.
Zachary.
Alyssa, you're up first.
Okay.
Swoon me, baby.
This person is a famous musician.
Hot.
Nice.
Gives you the best massages.
Good.
Yeah. Okay.
My muscles are
looking great so far.
Thank you.
College nickname.
College
Alyssa. Is the two together? It's a puppy.
The one downside is that they brag to everyone about about being a grand wizard in the KKK.
Kappa, kappa, kappa.
That is not... What is this game? This game is so fucked up.
They're fried it up.
It's like his guy winks and this person is the biggest racist on the planet. Oh,
this is terrible. I don't even like being around this game. It's uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Hello. Okay, well, I think Alyssa's out of the...
She's winning so far. And losing.
This woman is a famous movie star.
Okay.
Clearly, their career is doing well because they live in a castle.
I do love castles.
Pretty sick. However, they are viscerally afraid of sunlight.
How do you get that?
BroGlow. You could just use BroGlow. Oh, sorry. I'm not trying to advocate for you.
No, please advocate for me.
Thank you.
So not too, I mean, compared to the Grand Wizard.
I don't understand.
So far, you're winning. Yeah,
yeah, so far, so good.
That's way better than KKK.
Yeah, cool. Just a lot of nighttime dates. That's fine.
That's totally fine.
Tara?
Sorry.
I'm yawning.
Oh.
All right.
We had no idea where, like, she better breathe fire. And it was a yawn.
How cool would that be?
So cool. What's your person, huh?
I didn't like your sarcasm there.
I didn't even know I did it. So, and that's on me.
This person lives on 100 beachfront acre.
Not bad. Okay. Beachfront property.
100 acres of beachfront. Okay. Sorry. What? I don't know why it's written like that.
Sorry. I was trying to do the math on that. I was like, it's 1 acre. But
she's really driven.
You love that.
Yeah. Really right. Motivatedly driven. The one downside to her
just the one.
Is that she constantly freestyles badly.
So it's just like you.
Oh, we get along. Yeah. Give me a word.
Tara.
Yo, I'm here with Miss Yummy. You already know. She got a messed up tummy. You already know. She blowing out the toilet. You already know. Her name is Tara.
That was a really cool flow.
Oh.
I'm good.
Good job.
What was your bad one again?
Afraid of sunlight.
So they just can't, they don't go outside?
Mine's the best.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, that one is the best. So
yeah, I mean, it's just kind of a bit.
Orphalus is like, what?
I don't understand how I got the worst of the worst cards.
The cards come to you.
They do come
anything
to you.
Anything that was on the red cards applies to you.
It's crazy because I
am. You are a racist.
That. No.
Not anymore.
No, we're not even putting that no out there.
This episode is insane.
Another call.
Is your dad calling?
It's my mom this time. Should we? Hello, mother.
Hello, child.
Huh?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting here with Tara. She keeps trying to make moves on me.
I'm not. You wish.
She said, let me see that Frank. Let me see that Nathan's famous.
That's your mother.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's here to protect me.
He has no respect for me.
What?
I like the t-shirt she got you.
Aww.
Thank you. But Mom, I'm telling you how she's taking advantage of me.
No, I'm not. I haven't gotten near him.
Physically.
Oh, tell her I know that you're full crap.
She said, she said, I'm about to rev that engine, boy. She said that. She looked me in the eyes and didn't blink.
He's full of crap.
Oh, thank God.
What are you really doing?
She said, I want to climb you like an old family tree in the front yard. I don't know what it means, Mom. And then she started barking.
That sounds like me.
Yeah. She was on all fours. Oh.
Zachary.
You guys. Okay, so everyone's just around. You guys are being silly?
We're just being silly, Mom. Sorry. That's just us being silly.
Is everyone there?
Yes, we have Alyssa, and then we have Jared, and then we have Tara. We are currently on a podcast.
Okay, well, I love you, and quit.
I love you, too.
Be a nice boy like I raised you. When did you turn terrible? You were so good when you were little, and you loved me, and then...
Well, I think it's because you didn't love me enough as a kid. You know what I mean? You were always gambling and doing stuff.
I was never gambling, Zachary. Just
Mom, you were working the pole to bring food home, and I respect it. Okay?
All right, I love you, honey.
And thank you for making it clap for cash. Thanks, Mom. Oh, we'll see you later. My dad just called me earlier. I didn't answer, but I'll call him back.
Love you, honey. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
That's my bad.
Jared ruined the cameras. Jared ruined them again.
I don't know what happened. I formatted all the cards.
It's okay, man. It's only your job.
I just looked over there, though, and it was going.
Maybe it just shut off then. I don't know. That was weird. Okay.
We can only hope. And don't you try to save him right now.
Real quick, can I saw this thing. The TSA put out a top 10 list.
I'm really sensitive about that topic because I get stopped at the TSA all the time.
I was like, where is this going?
Yeah.
I get stopped all the time during TSA. It's actually really annoying and racist.
Stop bringing bomb. I mean.
I get stopped all the time at the TSA. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just a sore subject for me.
Is this okay?
Yeah.
They put out a top 10 list of the craziest items confiscated from.
Wait, say that one more time.
I messed it up. Yes. Confiscated from passenger luggage in 2023.
Oh my God. Say it.
Number 10, we have throwing knives. Authentic. Have you ever heard of the show Naruto?
Yeah.
Okay. Authentic metal throwing knives from that show.
Okay. That
is one of them like a vibrator?
No, they're way worse.
Yeah, Alyssa hasn't flown once this year.
What?
What?
Number 9.
Thank you.
Rockets.
What? Someone's bringing rockets?
There are pictures associated with this. I'll put them on screen as well. But Yeah, they confiscated. Okay, so there were four replica rockets at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport.
Oh, replicas. That's fine.
They were replicas, but they are very convincing looking replicas.
Rockets. He was like, number nine, rockets.
Number eight, a switchblade hidden inside a loaf of bread. Okay, not as crazy as rockets. But they tried to sneak that on in their carry-on. Number seven, meth.
You got to transport it somehow.
People need it.
It was stashed in a classic pro boil crawfish, shrimp, and crab boil seasoning jar.
I used to live in the meth capital of Georgia. It was our main export.
Meth?
Your yeah. main export. Yeah. Did they count that in like the GDP?
I don't think so, but it kept the economy alive.
Isn't that what you get when you graduate high school?
A GED?
What did Jared say?
He said something else. What'd you say?
GDP. Gross domestic product.
Oh, wow. We had a GED moment again. That's a flashback.
Number six, a 35 millimeter projectile. This one was real. It was a real, like, piece of ammunition. Number five, a knife hidden inside a prosthetic leg.
He's having enough troubles. Maybe he cut off the leg with the knife. Could then he be. Regretted it.
And then wanted to, why would he still have the knife then if he regretted it?
Memories.
Some we can only ask him.
Number four, a fully loaded gun with 163 rounds of ammunition.
163.
That was in New Orleans.
Oh, God.
The math is there.
Mardi Gras.
Number three is a pipe bomb, just straight up, just a real pipe bomb. Number two, someone smuggled weed in a diaper.
How is that worse than a pipe bomb and a rocket?
I don't know.
Who made the list? No, this guy's got a doobie and a diaper.
And then number one is a Bang energy bomb. Someone made a bomb out of a Bang energy can.
People are getting really creative. And they stopped me at TSA. Me.
You look like you'd do something nefarious.
Bro, what?
Exactly.
Racist.
How am I being racist? I thought you were Hispanic.
What?
What's your last name?
I'm Middle Eastern. I like when your mom went, Zachary Justice.
She's done that my whole life.
Do you have a middle name?
Christian. Zachary Christian.
Zachary Justice. Christian Justice.
Yeah. Oh,
did that do something for you?
No. Oh. Not if my mom does that.
Oh. Okay.
What does your dad call you?
A disappointment.
And Zach do it for you? Okay. Let's stop being attracted to our parents and Oedipus Rex this whole thing for 1 second, okay?
Disgusting, Tara. I really expected better from you.
Did you?
I mean, better than shacking it with your parents.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, okay. I didn't say that. You twist my words.
And you twist my nipples sometimes when I turn around. Make a fart noise when you do it just to make yourself happy.
I'm awake now.
Oh, good. Let's start.
Good.
All right, you rolling the cameras, Jared?
Yep.
I'm sorry, guys. I'd like to put a public apology out here just because I've been so sleepy this podcast.
But you're going to be awake for the 15 minutes we have to record the after school special.
Yeah, so go... Subscribe to the Patreon.
And if you're not, threaten them.
Or else I will come to your doorstep and yap your ears off.
They want that.
They love that.
Tell them you'll like send them your or something.
What?
Jared will secretly take pictures of Tara showering and send it to...
Well, you already have the camera in
my eyebrow piercing.
Yeah. So just put those out on the Patreon.
I'm not going to look at her naked. That's just to make sure she's safe.
You explicitly said it was to see her naked, and anytime she put on clothes.
Dude, what? And then I saw what was there.
Oh.
She's got a wiener.
Really?
It is so small, but boy, is it a wiener. Or is it an engorged?
Do you joke with me, or is it like there's some truth behind it?
When I say what?
All of it.
Everything.
I think you'd have to be more specific. I try to bring up the energy for the people that listen because I know they go through a hard week and maybe they just want
I've had a hard week.
Maybe they want to take a mental break off.
But I've had a hard week.
Yeah, I know. But you're also here to help entertain the masses. If you want me to just entertain you, I'll get some cymbals and I'll do this in front of you, in front of your bed. You know?
She's reaching out, Zach.
She's the smallest hands I've ever seen in my entire life.
I'm reaching out to you.
Well, I mean, do you see... The person that those hands are attached to?
Do you ever pick up a plum and you go, look at this watermelon?
They're not the same color.
Fucking got you.
Sorry. Yeah, that's my
fault. As I was saying, Jared looks really cute today.
Thank you.
Jared literally has a date on Wednesday.
And I'm happy for him, but I think he looks very nice today. You also looked very nice last night.
Thank you.
You didn't even try to make one move, though.
Me?
Yeah.
No, Skylar was too all up on me.
Yeah, he was.
Welcome back to Dropout's Advice. This week, we're going to give you some advice.
Wait, what is this?
Okay, so dropoutsadvice@gmail.com. They can send in stuff that's going on with
their
life.
Oh my God, we get to give them advice?
Yeah.
Oh.
So my current boyfriend and I have been together for over a year. We started off as just a hookup, which lasted a couple months longer than it should have, and decided to part ways. Recently, I found out that a day before he asked me to be his girlfriend, he reached out to this other girl that he had hooked up with in the past, saying he wanted to fly her out and see her and that he missed her, blah, 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 blah. Mind you, the whole month prior, we reconnected after some time of not seeing each other. This is when he was treating me properly, taking things seriously with me, taking me out on dates, and he claimed he was only speaking to me. He told me he was just interested in getting pictures from her, but I don't think that makes it any better.
How would you say that?
What kind of pictures?
Seriously. Yeah, yeah, come on.
On top of it all, up until a month ago, I also found out he was using her pictures to get himself off.
Ooh.
I know boys got to do what they got to do.
No.
I don't care about that, but is it weird that it is with somebody in the past and while we were dating?
That sounds like a nightmare.
Oh, so they are dating?
Yes.
Break up with him, girl.
And he said that he gets off to his ex?
This girl,
That is
one
of the biggest red flags I've ever seen.
That's not even a red flag. That's the worst thing you could do.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's like, objectively cheating, right?
I don't know if that's like right now, but when they were first getting into a relationship.
No, dude.
Why would you also?
He's the worst.
Well, why the hell would you mention it? You psychopath. Hey, I know we've been, you know, together for where things are going well. I did want to mention that I'm soliciting nudes from this girl I used to hook up with.
And then I jerking off to it.
Yeah, if that's...
While I'm actively seeing you.
Yeah, I just want to be honest, though.
Well, I respect your honesty, but I think we should end it. That's what you should have done, right?
Yeah.
There's only one path.
Yeah, break up with him, girl.
There's no
you could
boys
so got to
do what boys got to do
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no. You could do so much better. I bet you're hot. You sound hot.
Okay, so next one. So I need some help.
Okay.
I need to get over my guy best friend, and I have no idea how. I know he doesn't like me.
All right,
told
you didn't have
that.
To put this in, but okay. You didn't have to submit this.
And he's told me that many times, but the way he acts is like he's in love with me. He, like we're dating, he gives me hugs, he tells me he loves me, and shows me love songs, and stares into my eyes while he plays them. all while texting.
Tara almost just threw up there.
And sometimes all while texting me saying, talk to you later, I'm trying to riz up a girl. Her. Anyways, I need help. I've known him for almost 2 years, and the moment I met him, I was like, I'm going to marry him, but I cannot get over him.
That's really sad.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to come back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Wait, we should start a band.
Welcome back to the Tone Deafs.
like Deaf Tones, but Tone Deaf. That was really good. It would have been even better if we were singing a Deaf Tone.
I thought you were going to say, but I didn't stutter. I was like, yeah, I definitely did that. So he sings love songs into her eyes. He flirts and hugs with her, yet he say he be risen up elsewhere.
And he like says he doesn't like her.
He says he doesn't like her. All of that. Yeah.
Sounds like a piece of shit.
Sounds like he likes the attention but doesn't like the commitment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds
like.
That's
a really good piece of advice.
I think that it's as hard as it is.
She needs help getting over him though. So
I mean, I think the best
someone is get under someone else.
Okay. Not terrible advice, you know. I mean, I think
maybe pursue other people.
Yeah, exactly. Like looking elsewhere, like finding rather than being caught up on somebody that you know doesn't like you, is actively looking for other people and has blatantly told you that they don't like you.
I think you also have to set your boundaries with this person.
That too.
Just be like, hey, maybe this is not your intent, but this is how it's coming off to me. It gets a little confusing in my head. So if we could play that platonic game a little bit better, I'd really appreciate it, you know?
Yeah. Staring into someone's eyes and singing them love songs isn't very platonic. Right, Zach?
Today is going to be the day. Yeah. I'd say yes. It's not very platonic.
Yeah, I would say, and that's a hard conversation to have, but it definitely either needs to be had or you don't want to lose a friend, but maybe even like distancing yourself a bit so that you're
sometimes losing a friend to gain respect for yourself is a little better.
I agree with that 100%.
Give me another one. These are fun.
Okay.
And say it in a really offensive accent.
In need of some advice.
She just goes full Chinese.
I haven't spoken to my biological father in about 2 years. I've recently found out that I'm going to be a dad myself. I've never had a proper relationship with him, but do I give him a chance for the sake of my future child, or just stay with what I'm doing and get on with my life? For context, I do have a stepdad who's been in my life since I was born. So he is, in my eyes, my dad.
So they're asking if they should
give their biological dad a chance to be
like, yeah, part I, of the I'd kids. Say so. I'd say life's too short. But I mean, if he brings any type of negative energy into...
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it off right away.
Yeah, yeah. But if it's some chance to for the dad to have renewal in his son's life and then his son's son's life, I mean, that can be pretty special.
We also don't have a lot of context as to why they stopped talking. Yeah,
maybe the reasoning would
be. Just like, yeah, the dad murdered my real mom.
So. Yeah, like there could be a whole
thing
behind that of why they stopped talking, which maybe. But at the same time, if you have a stepdad that you consider a father in your eyes and you think they would be a good influence on your child, I think people get hung up on blood too much, you know? Just because you're technically related to somebody, while that does make you family, there's also the family that you kind of like find along the way, you know, and you found that in your stepdad.
So you're thinking about me when he says that.
Aww.
I didn't say that.
My dad and I had a very similar conversation once. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening and watching. We're about to go to the after school special where we're going to reveal, you know what? And you get a 7-day free trial if you want to jump up over there. We're also giving away all the prizes. You can just be part of the free trial. DM us what you want. And then we also do the drunk episode. You get the episodes early. You get a live every month. Dude, you get too much. Okay. So we might dial it back. So you better get in there soon. Love you guys. And thank you staying for this thing. Alyssa, look into the camera and say, oh yeah, you guys like that podcast? Good girl.
Today
it's gonna be the day that I'll never fart again on Zach.